Good afternoon, everyone. Pastor Sean Harris, Berean Baptist Church. Got a quick news and focus commentary. Bonus checks for GSA workers total far more than previously reported, lawmaker reveals. FoxNews.com. Employees at the obscure General Services Administration are quietly gobbling up to 10% of the entire federal government's bonus checks, a top Republican lawmaker revealed Wednesday, with the tab reaching a stunning $44 million last year. Now, I want to ask everyone listening, how does the federal government give a bonus check to someone when it's broke? It is broke. It has no money. It's borrowing 40 cents of every dollar to pay its bills, to meet its obligations. Where does this $44 million come from? The $44 million amount is far more than previously reported as lawmakers convened on a hearing Wednesday, digging deep into alleged mismanagement and waste at the embattled agency. Transportation Committee John Mica, Republican from Florida, called the latest revelations absolutely outrageous. Disclosing the results of what he described as preliminary investigation, Mica said bonuses totaled $44 million, with many bonuses worth $50,000 apiece, some going to workers now under investigation. One employee said received a $79,000 bonus, adding up to nearly $260,000 in total compensation. Lawmakers also said overtime payments were over the top. Mica cited one case where a worker with an $84,000 salary received $115,000 in overtime. How in the world do you make $84,000 a year and then make $115,000 in overtime? Let me help you work through this in your mind. If you get paid $84,000 for 40 hours a week, which it should be the minimum, probably should be 50 or 60 hours a week, and let's say that you get another $84,000 for 40 more hours, you still, $115,000 minus $84,000 leaves $31,000. So you need to work 40 more hours. Now we're at 80 hours. And then you need to work approximately three eighths of 40 hours. So maybe another 16 hours. So you're working 96 hours a week for 52 weeks? Who does that? There's something wrong at the GSA when you have to pay an employee $115,000 in overtime. Though agency bonuses were worth 10% of all government bonuses, Mica said, GSA staff makes up just 1% of the total workforce. So I want you to get this now. 1% of the total workforce received 10% of the total bonuses. Who is in charge in Washington? The hearing Wednesday served as the latest forum for scandalous details to emerge about the agency that is responsible for managing federal property. That agency has been thrust into the congressional spotlight in the wake of controversy over a 2010 junket to Las Vegas. The $44 million in bonuses was first reported by WUSA. GSA officials at the hearing Wednesday could not confirm the bonus figures. GSA spokesman neither disputed nor confirmed the bonus figures when asked by FoxNews.com. Acting Administrator Dan Tangerherlina is reviewing all bonuses and the entire performance award system as part of his comprehensive top-to-bottom review of all agency operations, the spokesperson said. This review has already uncovered clear deficiencies in the area of performance awards. In response, Tangerherlina has cut executive bonuses and instituted a hiring freeze across the agency. Representative Donna Edwards, Democrat from Maryland, expressed concern at Wednesday's hearing that all the troubling news was casting ordinary GSA employees in a bad light. Oh, how sad for them. She called Tangerlina was not present Wednesday to appear before the committee. She said lawmakers should defend hardworking employees at the agency, but not the garbage that's wasting taxpayer dollars. I want to know who wasn't blowing a whistle when a whistle needed to be blown. Still, MICA's panel held the hearing Wednesday. The GSA was holding yet another conference, this one at the sprawling Opryland Convention in Nashville, Tennessee. Did you hear what I just said? Let me read it again. Still, while MICA's panel held the hearing Wednesday, the GSA was holding yet another conference, this one on the sprawling Opryland Convention Center in Nashville, Tennessee. Does anybody not understand in the federal government we are broke, B-R-O-K-E? The 2012 GSA Smart Pay Training Conference runs from Tuesday to Thursday this year. It's for banks investing in the agency's so-called Smart Pay system, but also invites a range of officials within the GSA. The visuals of the Nashville conference will likely provide irresistible to lawmakers Wednesday who are looking for examples of GSA's overspending. GSA, though, defended the conference, saying it's required and it is held to improve the management in the government charge card program. Cynthia Metzler, the GSA's Chief Administrative Services Officer, also defended the actions the agency is taking to reform. She said Wednesday that under new leadership, the GSA has canceled 37 previous scheduled conferences and is conducting a top-to-bottom review. How do you have so many conferences scheduled? When do you do your job if all you're doing is going to conferences? 37 of them? She acknowledged that there is a pattern of mismanagement in spanning multiple administrations and said it must stop. Inspector General Brian Miller also testified, said the agency is cooperating with his investigation. Documents obtained exclusively by Fox News show dozens of conferences in recent years, as well as millions of dollars worth of bonuses handed out to employees. At one controversial conference held in suburban Washington in 2010, more than 3,700 employees received bonuses averaging $1,000 apiece at the conference. The cost to taxpayers, $3.6 million. That's $3.6 million we did not have. That's $3.6 million added to the federal deficit and added to the total debt. Fox News, FOIA, Freedom of Information Request, found several GSA conferences have no record of spending, no receipts, and no way to account for the cost associated with travel and conference spending. Questioned about the lack of accountability, a GSA spokesman sent a written response to Fox News, which said, as of April 2012, all spending for events, including training, conferences, leadership events, team building exercises, award ceremonies, were suspended. Wow. They weren't suspended in 2010. They weren't suspended in 2011. It took them all the way until April of 2012. The 2010 award ceremony was an annual event and has been in existence going back to 2002. Under the new GSA leadership, these events and this type of spending are not tolerated. Wow. Took us 3 years to figure out that we need to stop spending money. We've had a $1.1, $1.2, or $1.3 trillion deficit for the last 3 years. Enough is enough. Let us all vote the bums out. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Post your comments on Sermon Audio. Post them right on there. Post them on there for the world to see. Bonus checks for GSA workers total far more than previously reported, a total of $44 million last year, to an organization that has less than 1% of the total workforce receive 10% of the total bonuses. You don't think something's wrong there? Why don't we just eliminate the agency? That's a good start. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.